Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the county races to make every vote count, a little girl becomes the center of her own parade, and how will Canton light its Christmas tree? We've got these stories, plus find out how Woodstock is helping families who need food. It's all coming up right after this.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County. Brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Amy Cargis. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Today's top story is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. A historic election cycle looks to finally be winding down in Cherokee County. The county's portion of the statewide recount of the November 3rd general election results will be completed by tomorrow's deadline of midnight, according to officials. The audit began last. The results will be verified and submitted to the Georgia Secretary of State's office. The process is being observed by teams from representatives from both the Democratic and Republican parties. Records show that more than 76% of registered voters in the county participated in the election. Republican President Donald Trump received nearly 58,000 more votes in Cherokee County than his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden. Chloe Gardner has plenty to celebrate this holiday season. The 4-year-old from Holly Springs has entered chemotherapy hiatus. She's been undergoing treatments for half of her life for a brain tumor. Chloe completed her 12-month chemo cycle earlier this month, and the tumor is stable. Holly Springs first responders and residents celebrated with a drive-through parade in Chloe's neighborhood on November 2nd. Congratulations, Chloe! To see a photo gallery of the parade and learn more about Chloe's amazing journey, visit TribuneLedgerNews.com. And still to come, which city went out on a limb and branched out to honor its first responders, and how will Canton light up its Christmas tree this holiday season? It's all coming up on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Holly Springs honored its first responders with the planting of a blue Atlas cedar tree in J.B. Owens Park. The city's tree commission held a ceremony recently which included the police department, fire department, emergency services, and the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. The planting was also done as part of Holly Springs' Tree City designation. Pictures of the tree are available online at TribuneLedgerNews.com. It's a change of plans for Canton's traditional tree lighting at Cannon Park. The annual Love Lights a Tree event, which is sponsored by the American Cancer Society, will be virtual this year due to the pandemic. The event will still include guest speakers, particularly cancer survivors and the honorees' families, as well as musicians. However, the ceremony will be recorded and available the day after Thanksgiving online. The community can still purchase ornaments to go on the Christmas tree in Cannon Park, as well as make donations. The proceeds go to the Society in Support of Cancer Research. For more information, visit lovelightsatreecherokee.com. The Woodstock City Council got into the holiday spirit during its last meeting. Mayor Donnie Henriquez presented donations to the following food pantries: Basco Thrift Store, Timothy's Cupboard, First Baptist Church of Woodstock, Never Alone, and Encompass, formerly known as Papa's Pantry. The city also presented grant money to the Cherokee County School District, which will buy mobile Wi-Fi hotspot connection devices. For more on the donations, including how they were raised, visit Donald Campbell's article online at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comment section, or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Marcel Portut producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us.